Hi, I'm Antonas Valuli. I'm a senior mechanical engineer, and I'm pursuing the certificate in aerospace. My extracurriculars involve Duke Aero. I'm a teaching assistant for EGR 121 and ME 321. And a fun fact about me, last summer I interned at NASA, and it was like my ultimate dream.
I'm Camille. I'm a senior mechanical engineering major with a minor in sociology. Some of my extracurriculars, I'm in business-oriented women, and I'm a tour guide, and I also help run football tailgate. A fun fact about me is I did gymnastics for 15 years, but never broke a bone.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm Rishi Tripathi. I'm a senior electrical and computer engineering major with a second in computer science. I'm pursuing a certificate in I&E. My extracurriculars around campus are engineering student government, and I'm pretty involved in the Duke I&E initiative for innovation and entrepreneurship.
Okay, so what about effortless perfection? What does it mean to each of you?
For me, effortless perfection is a major group effort. I think everyone feeds into it, so nobody's really struggling or going through anything, and it's just they're doing really great, passing with flying colors, and when in reality, everyone's going through their own personal struggles, whether that be problems at home, whether that be stress, whether that be failing a test. It's really a taboo topic to talk about not doing well.
So then it's difficult to get support.
Exactly, because everyone, how am I to know that someone else is struggling when they really seem like they're doing perfectly? And it's because everyone wants to have this look of that everything's going great, and they're hesitant to reach out for help because they don't want to, a lot of times people don't want to seem weak or like they're struggling because they don't think that people want to be around them in that case.
So you guys all mentioned that you're in recruiting process or deciding about jobs now. How do you feel if it has come into play with this recruiting process?
I think this is interesting because I've seen a lot of students that have talked to me and they feel very upset or vulnerable because they don't have a job. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they say, but everyone already has a job, or it seems that it didn't take that much work when it is a lot of work to get a job.
I think that's what's crazy about Duke is that a lot of people find jobs in their first semester of being a senior. And I think especially that pressure, people don't realize that that's not normal. If you look at the bulk of the country and the bulk of just America, most people are not finding jobs before they graduate college. And so I think that people create this pressure because they say, oh my God, everyone at Duke has a job and knows exactly what they're doing. And even though it's probably not everyone, I would say that it's more than on a decent amount of people do kind of have a loose idea of what they might be doing. And so it makes other people feel like they didn't do something right or that they're not smart enough or something else, even though they might find a job in December, which is still really early.
Camille and I actually have this conversation a lot that like the way things are normalized at Duke are very different from other schools. So a lot of times, like my sister, she went to University of Florida. It's like a lot of people don't have jobs when they graduate, and it's just very weird to not have that here. And a lot of times I think that can lead people to accepting jobs that they don't necessarily want.
Is there a difference in this perception based on gender or economic or social experiences that you've seen?
So in my experience at Duke, I feel like the pressure comes maybe less from the female experience. And I think part of the pressure, I think, kind of comes from Greek life. I'd say that in Greek life, that idea of effortless perfection is a lot more prominent than I would say it is just in the classes that I'm in. Because it's kind of it adds a new level. So not only do you do really well in all your classes, but then you're always going out and doing fun things all the time. And it seems like you never really have to be in the library studying. You can always be doing fun things with your friends. And you say, oh my God, I have so much work, but then I'm still going to go here tonight because I think that'll be fun. And then it's kind of this idea of people acting like they're blowing things off to do fun things, but you know, they're not actually really blowing them off. They worked like a week ahead of schedule so that they could do things that they deem important, as important as those things might be. I don't know, but I think what's different, I would say, for women at Duke, especially when you add, for at least I'm in Greek life, that adds, I think, another level.
People at Duke generally don't talk a lot about sort of their social experiences or their socioeconomic background, and because of that, you have people who come from very different backgrounds and who come from very different levels of privilege comparing themselves on the same scale and expecting like the same outcomes, especially when there's a lot of inequities that play into how opportunities are allocated across the student population. So I think that like people tend to like hold themselves to the highest standard, and that ends up in some cases stressing people out. So I think just because people don't tend to talk about their experiences and backgrounds as deeply as maybe they should be, or as maybe as is needed to be comfortable with sort of everybody just growing at their own pace, I think that tends to cause some of those boundaries to float away, at least at Duke.
Now that you guys are all seniors, what do you find has been helpful in coping with this effortless perfection in those tough times?
You just can't really compare yourself to other people because everyone's just like really different. Everyone has their own thing. So like thinking about backgrounds, so like we're all engineers. There are people in our engineering classes that just seem to know everything about the topic, and I don't know how. It's like I can't compare myself against it because they might have been machining since they were 3 years old, and you just have to keep working hard. And I think that that's validating whenever you know you're working hard and you do as well as you can.
Like Camille was mentioning earlier, like you don't know where other people are coming from, what their experiences are, what their background is. So it's like if you're comparing yourself to someone who has a completely different background, it's like comparing apples to oranges. It's toxic. So surrounding myself with people who are similar to me and people who will support me no matter what is what I've done.
I would say for me, I have a pretty close friend group that like we established freshman year, and we've sort of always been there for each other. For me, it's been sort of more peers based as opposed to a specific resource at Duke, whether it's like the classes or faculty. But like for me, it's been a lot of just thinking about like, what do I actually want out of my experience, and just doing a lot of that reflection, a lot of like thinking about where my priorities are and reminding myself like of your strengths and your abilities in order to overcome or just sort of separate yourself from what you see other people doing. So if anybody's struggling with that, I would like encourage you to like take a weekend, like take a day on a weekend and just sort of like map out what you want.